Okay, let's get into this. Today we're doing a deep dive on something a little different. We're talking about playing golf the smart way, but in a very specific
A
place.
very wild place. We're talking about South Africa.
Exactly. And all our insights today are coming from a great website, Golf Day Buddy.
And our mission really is to see how looking at where you're playing can, actually help you win and just have more fun.
Right. So South Africa, it's not like playing anywhere else. The place itself changes the game completely.
It really does. I mean, let's start with the Drakensberg Mountains.
Okay.
When you're playing up there, you're way up high. The air is thinner. And Golf Day Buddy points out that this means your ball is going to fly much, much further.
So all the numbers you're used to, you can just what, throw them out?
Pretty much. You have to totally
Wow.
rethink it. You might even need to use a smaller club just so the ball doesn't fly too far.
That's a huge change. But then if you go somewhere else, like the Western Cape, it's a totally different problem.
Completely different problem.
Yeah.
Down there, it's all about the wind.
Oh, yeah. The wind is a big deal there.
It is. You can't hit those nice high shots. The wind just, well, it grabs the ball and takes it away.
So what do you do?
You have to hit the ball low. You got to keep it down so it flies under the wind. It's the only way to get it to go where you want.
Okay, so you have thin air in the mountains, strong wind by the coast. What about a place like KwaZulu-Natal?
Water and rain. Lots of it. So the ground is soft.
Ah, so the ball won't roll as far?
Not at all. It just sort of stops where it lands. So you have to hit it all the way to the hole in the air. No extra help from the ground.
This is already so much to think about. But Golf Day Buddy mentions another hazard that has nothing to do with weather.
Yeah. The local residents
The animals.
and not little squirrels. We're talking about baboons and warthogs right there on the course.
That is amazing. So what's the advice? What do you do if a baboon walks up to your ball?
Stay calm. That's the
What?
first thing. Don't go near them. The site says to use a big, strong voice to tell them to go away. But the real trick is not letting it mess with your game.
Don't let a warthog break your focus.
Exactly. And that's a good way to think about all of this. You can't control the wind or the animals, so you have to control what you can.
Which brings us to making a plan.
Smart players plan ahead. Golf Day Buddy says you should always, always check the weather, and then you make a little checklist for yourself.
What's on the list?
Your clothes, for sure, rain gear if you need it, and the right clubs for the course. But the biggest thing on the checklist is your own mind.
The mental game. The site talks about visualizing.
Yeah, and it's simpler than it sounds. It just means you close your eyes for a second and see the shot in your head.
Yep.
See the ball going right into the hole.
And that helps you not feel so nervous.
It really does. It helps you trust yourself. It's a trick a lot of the pros use. Someone like Ernie Els, a South African legend, he does this. He knows that understanding the course is how you win.
So why should you, our listener, care about all of this? The hills, the wind, all of it.
Well, because it works.
Yeah.
If you pay attention to this stuff, you will hit the ball straighter. You'll hit it the right distance.
And that means a lower score.
A lower score, and you'll feel better playing. You'll feel brave and happy even when the game gets hard. You're not fighting the course anymore. You're working with it.
I love that. So the lesson from Golf Day Buddy is to look around, make a plan, and trust your mind.
That's the smart way to play.
Okay, so before we go, here's a little something to think about. We talked a lot about playing by yourself and how you handle all these things alone, but how does the game change when you're playing on a team with your friends, when you can use their good shots to help you out?
That changes the whole plan. Something to think about for next time.
A huge thank you for tuning into this deep dive. We'll see you next time.